This is Chris Kirby with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and this is day three of the Hard Winter Wheat Tour, and I am talking with Marcello with U.S. Wheat Associates. And Marcello, can you tell us what you do?
Hi, Chris. My name is Marcello Mitre. I'm with U.S. Wheat Associates in Mexico City. We cover, my office covers Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, and Venezuela.
What did you see on the wheat tour, especially when you came into the northern tier of Oklahoma?
It was very interesting because in Oklahoma, we have the best and the worst yield potential. So it was, throughout the whole tour, I saw both extremes in Oklahoma. Like the lowest was in the west, like 20-something or... I think it was like 20 something, and the highest was like 60 something in the eastern part.
Did you see the conditions in Kansas be very similar to the Oklahoma area?
Yeah, in both areas I saw, on the eastern side it was like lush fields and you couldn't even see the rows, and it was like full and very green, and then as we traveled west, it became like patchy, and you could see the drought stress in the ground. We didn't see anything like horrible or like a desert or anything, but yeah, some stands were very short and very thin.
It's been an interesting year, wouldn't you say, so far?
Interesting 2 years.
Yes, yes. And we appreciate U.S. Wheat Associates and the work that they do for the U.S. farmers and representing us in the other countries, and Marcello in the areas that he represents us to. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.